It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the program, Border Crossings, live for the next hour in Studio 4 here in D.C. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That's our studio number for requests and dedications. We'll start it off with a request from Muhammad Shamin, who is tuned in to us in Kerala State, India. And he's in a football mood. He wants to hear Waka Waka for his friends. Here's Shakira. This is Border Crossings.
You're a good soldier, choosing your battles. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on. This is Africa. Zamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Zamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa. Listen to your God. This is our motto. Your time to shine. Don't wait in line. Vamos por todo. People are raising their expectations. Go on and feed, and this is your moment, no hesitations. Today's your day, feel it. You pave the way, believe it. If you get down, get up, oh, oh. When you get down, get up, oh, oh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa. Tamina, mina. For Africa.
Sings Waka Waka. That sounds like something from the Muppets more than it does a FIFA World Cup theme song, but there it is from Shakira a few years back. And a request from Muhammad Shamim. Shakira has been on the El Dorado World Tour. A little bit of controversy this week over a necklace that she was selling as part of her tour merchandise. Apparently, if you look closely at the necklace, right in the middle is a Nazi swastika. So they removed that piece of jewelry, and, you know, you got to keep in mind that Shakira herself doesn't create the jewelry. She doesn't sit there and design jewelry. Somebody is creating all this merchandise. So while this did create a bit of controversy, the matter has been corrected, and Shakira's people have apologized to anybody who may have been offended. I do want to mention, speaking of World Cup action, there's a lot going on. Nigeria plays today, I think at 2, later on this afternoon. Good luck to Team Nigeria. I see Uruguay locked up Group A first place by beating Russia 3-0. And in Group B, Spain was a winner after a 2-2 draw with Morocco. And France advanced as well. And Denmark is second in the Group C. So there you have it. So, some information. There's a lot of teams who are moving on. A lot haven't moved on. Some have been already eliminated, sent home a very painful loss, or I should say tie, you know, happy for the folks from Iran, not too good from the folks in Portugal, because that match ended 1-1 as a draw, despite the fact that one of the world's most revered football players, Cristiano Ronaldo, missed a penalty kick, which was a shoe-in. Everybody thought, you know, figuratively shoe-in. But people thought, oh, he's going to make this. I mean, he's one of the best. He's one of the highest paid. But he didn't make it. So it ended in a 1-1 tie. Iran is still alive. And their hopes and dreams are still very much on the table. If you want to hear a song request, give us a call, 202-619-2077. That's our studio number. Vince is here to answer the calls and requests. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. I do want to give a little plug for Sonny James, Sunny Side of Sports, because this time of the year is his busiest, and he becomes a very popular guy right now because of all of the FIFA World Cup action that's going on, and that's where you can find the latest scores and results is with Sonny James, Sunny Side of Sports. Cletus Clark said hello. Green Ivy Justice, we heard from Mule Man, who's with us. Atnasi Alidu Teferi. Nabiyu Ebtu, so thank you all for joining us here on Border Crossings. John Legend and his wife Chrissy Teigen welcomed a little baby a few months ago. They named the little baby boy Miles after Miles Davis. They already have a two-year-old child at home named Luna. And John's been a busy guy. He's been touring around the world for his latest music. Nabiyat Tashagar requested this song, and Nabiyat says, "Call me Nebi. I'm from Ethiopia. And I would love to hear a song from my boyfriend because I love him a lot. And I want to give him all of me." So here is John Legend for all of you tuned into Border Crossings.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning. No kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head, I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh. love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
Hey, this is John Legend. You're listening to Border Crossings.
Crossings and the sounds of Coldplay with a head full of dreams. That's for Cletus Clarks, who's listening. Also sent it out to Yvonne. She is tuned into the show right now in Norway. She said she just ate a reindeer burger. So Santa's got one less reindeer in his chain. But apparently they serve reindeer burgers. She said it didn't taste any different, but her nose got red when she ate it. So I don't know. But anyway, thank you, Yvonne, for listening to Border Crossings. We're happy to have you tuned in Norway. And you can tell all your Norwegian classmates to also listen to Border Crossings. Now, speaking of Coldplay, couple bits of news. Chris Martin, as you know, was once married to actress Gwyneth Paltrow. She is getting married, if she hasn't already, to some other guy that she met and fell in love with. Not somebody who's a star or anything, but somebody that she loves. And meanwhile, Chris Martin has been spotted out and about with Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades of Grey, the daughter of Melody Griffith and Don Johnson. And they were in Malibu just this past week holding hands and looking very lovey-dovey. And Chris is 41, she's 28, and they obviously seem to be very happy together. And in love, Coldplay are kind of on hiatus right now. They will be resuming their tour in September and coming to North America. I went to their website, and they're asking their fans to select a song for them to play in concert. Now, I would guess when you're doing a three-hour show, you're going to cover just about every song anyway. But to get a little engagement going with their website, they've offered that little contest. Prince Baggins Dote just checked in to say hello, Larry, and thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. We're glad to have you tuned in and checking out our Facebook page at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Beyonce has been in the news because she and her husband, Jay-Z, have been on tour. The On the Run 2 tour, which hasn't been selling out, has not been selling out where they're performing. But they do have Blue Ivy with them. She goes to all of the shows so far. The media had a fun time watching the show in London recently when Blue Ivy sat in the front row and covered her eyes when a video, which comes on before the show does, came on. And it got to the part where Beyonce and Jay-Z were in bed together. So little Blue Ivy covered up her eyes. She's six. She didn't want to have any part of that. Didn't want to see mom and dad in bed. She's very cute. She's the only kid on the planet that has her own stylist, I'm sure, accompanying her everywhere she goes and dressing her in the latest fashion. Here is a Beyonce request for Kabede from Accra, and this song is from Beyonce's collection of hits. This one's called Drunk in Love.
Hey, it's Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice, cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, hi.
Swerving on that big body, been serving all this. Swerp, surfing all in this good, good.
We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby. Drunk in love, we be all night. Let's
house. Time to back up all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talking about you the baddest thus far. Talking about you be repping that bird. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I slink Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Four plague in a foyer. Up my war hall. Slit the panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, nah, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime. Said eat the cake, anime, I'm nice. We gotta reach these heights. You gon' need G3. 4, 5, 6 flights. Sleep tight. We sex again in the morning. Your breasts is my breakfast. We gon' in.
Daddy, I want you. We be on.
But I
Border Crossings, singing about a manic Monday on a crazy Tuesday. And it is the Bangles by request for Ivan, who is in Croatia listening to our show. And they started the Bangles back in 1980 in Los Angeles, were called the Bangs. And the reason so was it was a trio. It was an all-girl group trio. Susanna Hoffs and Vicky and Debbie Peterson. They were the Bangs. And then a few years later, they hooked up with Prince, who wrote a song which he had originally planned to record himself, but he gave it to them. The song is Manic Monday, written by Prince. And they changed their name to the Bangles. And from 1984 to 89, they rode the wave of success. Walk Like an Egyptian and quite a few others. And then a little friction set in, and Susanna went off to do a solo thing, which didn't last long. The Bangles are back together, and they were on tour in 2016. And this past January, they performed their first show in a couple of years. So there's a possibility there might be some new music and a longer tour for the Bangles. I'm Larry London, halfway through our show today here on Border Crossings. I'm so happy to have you with us. Welcome to our program. If you're a new listener, if you want to join, call 202-619-2077. Karuna Kanthapal just checked in to say hello on the Facebook page. So hello back to you from India. We're glad you're with us. Also heard from Asher. Asher said, I'm in Zambia listening to Border Crossings today. So, Asher, I thank you for joining us. Let's see. Heard from May Kay and Emmanuel Igosa Imagador, who is in Nigeria listening to Border Crossings. And yesterday we heard from a listener in Mongolia. I'm particularly interested to know where Mongolia is listening. What, which frequency, which channel on your radio in Mongolia do people listen to Border Crossings? This one listener said, yeah, you're on the FM dial and you're also on an app. I listen on an app as well. So thank you for joining us. However it is that you tune into the program, we're so happy to have you tuned in. Henok Habte said, I'm an architecture student and I'm here at a university in Ethiopia. And we listen to your show all the time. I would like to dedicate a song on the program. It's a song that's by Kyle Thomas Harvey, who goes by Kyle. Originally used to call himself Kid. And he comes from Northridge, California. And he's worked with Lil Yachty, G-Eazy, Chance the Rapper, Miguel, many other artists. On this next song, it's a collaboration with Kehlani. And she is from Oakland, California. And this song on Border Crossings is called Playin' With Me. Here on Border Crossings for Henok, who's listening to the Voice of America.
Girl, why are you playing with me? Girl, who are you playing with? You've been on that new stuff. I've been on the same stuff. Girl, why are you playing with me? I don't got the time for that. Might need me a refund. I'ma need that time back. You say you'll try. I've heard that line a thousand times before. I'm not sad, I'm not crying. If you mad, that's fine. But I think that I should go. Yeah. Why you trying to play me? You being a different you and I'm being the same me. You could have had Gucci, but now it's old Navy. And your homegirl wanna date me. She shady, baby. Girl, why are you playing with me? Girl, who are you playing with? You've been on that new stuff. I've been on the same. Girl, why are you playing with me? I don't got no time for that. Might need me a refund. I'ma need that time back.
Damn, why are you playing with me? You don't even like girls, huh? So I need you to tell me, baby, what you want just like the Spice Girls. It's confusing cause you flirty, but you ain't gonna be the one to say you ever did me dirty. I got pride for that, pay no mind to that. But believe me, if it's fire, I'll make time for that. I'll be faithful Johnny Cash, walk the line for that. Otherwise, I'll just be single and I'm fine with that. Huh. Girl, why are you playing with me? Girl, who are you playing with? You been on that new stuff. And I've been on that same show. Girl, why are you playing with me? I ain't got no time for that. Might need me a refund. Cause I'ma need that time.
playing with me?
Girl, who are you playing with?
Huh. You've been on that new stuff.
And I've been on the same shit.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
There are people dying.
Border Crossings. Heal the world. Hey, in Ethiopia, my thoughts exactly, and I appreciate that phone call and that request here on Border Crossings. For Michael Jackson music, it was 9 years ago. Yesterday, Michael Jackson passed away suddenly at home, and his daughter Paris led a group of supporters and fans at his star in Hollywood as people came to pay their respects to Michael, put flowers down on the star. They sang songs together. They were showing their love for Michael Jackson, who died at only aged 50, which is way too early. Way too early. I also want to say hello to J.J. Satia, who wrote in to say she's graduating this Friday with an MBA in management from Cuttington University in Monrovia. So congratulations, J.J. Thanks for listening. And hello to the Choma Secondary Boarding School, May K. Dupp, wrote in as well on our Facebook page to say hello as well. Ray McDonald's here on Border Crossings. One more time.
Yes, yes. This is my final week at VOA after 34 years. It's almost, it's hard for me to believe.
34. Wow.
34 years ago, I came in as a summer intern.
Were you five when you came here or something? You look pretty young.
I was just in long pants.
Just in long pants. Right out of your onesie.
That's right. Right out of my little unicorn onesie. And I jumped right into doing Now Music USA. It was a three times weekly shortwave program. And that's where it all began for me.
People are asking, what are you going to do? Because you're way too young to just go home and watch the grass grow.
I ain't going to be doing that. I'm going to be going back to school and studying acupuncture.
Okay.
Acupuncture and Chinese medicine.
Well, I have a sore neck, so I'm going to come and see you.
I happen to have a needle right
here. He has some sewing needles in his pocket. He's going to get to work on me right now.
But I also have two songs to play for you.
Two songs.
On my final chart chat.
All right.
These two are reliable hit makers who happen to be friends in real life. We've heard their names many, many times over the years. I'm going to start with Selena Gomez, who is knocking at the countdown door with Back to You. It jumps from 31st to 22nd place. And both Selena and our next artist are record holders in the top 40 category. So we're going to be crunching some numbers after Selena Gomez, Back to You.
You like a shot, thought that I could chase you with a cold evening. Let a couple years water down how I'm feeling about you. And every time we talk, every single word builds up to this moment. And I gotta convince myself I don't want it even though I do. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals it beats for you. I know it's forward but it's true. I wanna hold you when I'm not supposed to, when I'm lying close to someone else. You're stuck in my head and I can't get you out of it. If I could do it all again, I know I'd go back to you. Got it right, playing and replaying old conversations, overthinking every word, and I hate it cause it's not me. And what's the point of hiding? Everybody knows we got unfinished business, and I'll regret it if I didn't say this isn't what it could be. You could break my heart in two, but when it heals it beats for you. I know it's forward but it's true. I wanna hold you. Break my heart in two, but when it heals, it beats for you. I
I know it's forward, but it's true. Won't lie, I'd go back to you. You know my thoughts are running loose. It's just a thing you make me do. And I could fight, but what's the use? I know I'd go back to you.
I wanna hold you.
Selena Gomez, Back to You, rising from 31st to 22nd place on the Hot 100. Is she singing that song about Justin Bieber? I wonder. Mm-hmm. You know, the Weeknd, he scrapped an entire album to do his latest EP after Selena broke things off with him. His sad EP, full of sad songs. So Selena really gets inside guys' heads. This is the first single from the second season soundtrack for the TV series 13 Reasons Why. Selena and her mother, Mandy Teefy, are executive producers for that show. Okay, now, chart-wise, this is significant. It's Selena's 15th consecutive top 40 entry on the Hot 100. And that's the longest active run of any artist. Selena's run goes back 7 years. That means every single that she has released for the past 7 years has reached the top 40. And that's quite a record. And one thing about Selena is that she's very active in charities. Last Saturday night, Selena, Jack Black, and Grey's Anatomy cast members Sarah Drew and Kevin McKidd attended the oncology prom at the Children's Hospital of Orange County in Southern California. The Lupus Research Alliance says Selena has helped them raise $500,000. And of course, Selena has faced health issues of her own. She does suffer from lupus, and she almost died during a kidney transplant.
1 year ago in July.
1 year ago in July, that's right. It was touch and go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very lucky to still have Selena with us.
And, you know, she was asked about an album because she keeps putting out all these singles, and she said she doesn't think she can better her last album, so she said there's really no rush and no point. Mm-hmm. So she's just kind of moving right along with singles, which is fine. And she's making millions endorsing Coach and Pantene and all the companies she's...
I think she's still the most followed person on Instagram. So she's doing just fine, and is it really necessary to have an album out in this day and age?
Nope.
I mean, I don't think so.
No, not at all.
I don't think so. Calvin Harris the same way.
If she went on tour, she'd still sell out.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with her. When the time is right, if the time is right, she'll drop an album.
What she did last week that kind of really threw me for a loop there, she loves horror films. So she made a little mini horror movie.
Yes.
And posted it on social media. And she's got scenes where her teeth are falling out, where she's eating an eyeball. She's looking kind of... She said she loves The Exorcist. She loves that genre of movie. Horror films are her favorite.
You wouldn't think so, would you?
I mean,
No. Here's a Disney girl with a little baby face,
right.
Selena Gomez. She's really into horror. I like all of her recent videos. They're all very cinematic. They're all very offbeat. She's definitely dancing to the beat of her own drummer, and I applaud her for that. Mm-hmm. I hope that she's having a good time.
And her best friend on the planet is another song on your countdown.
That's right. Taylor Swift. Taylor and Selena have been BFFs for a long time. And Taylor just happens to be approaching the top 20 with yet another hit, Delicate. It moves from 37th to 25th place. On top of all of her other achievements, Taylor is also a powerhouse in the top 40 category. And I'll tell you more after Delicate.
Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me drink. Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Phone lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Look at you, oh damn, never seen that color blue. Just think of the fun things we could do. Cause I like you. Listen for the best. My reputation's never
cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate. Isn't it delicate? Third floor on the west side, me and you. Handsome near a mansion with a view. Do the girls back home touch you like I do? Long night, keep your hands up in my hair. Echoes of your footsteps on the stairs. Stay here, honey, I don't wanna share. Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate.
Taylor Swift, Delicate, moving from 37th to 25th place on the latest Hot 100. And, yeah, this is my last chart chat here on Border Crossings. And what a great run it has been.
We're going to miss you, that's for sure. And
I'm going to miss you all.
Even the listeners heard me say something that you were leaving, and we got a phone call. James Addy is on the phone right now. Hello, James, and welcome to Border Crossings.
Hi, James.
Yeah, thank you very much, Larry. And I'm very sad that this week I'm going to miss Ray McDonald. Ray, your fans will miss you. How can we contact you?
Well, you can always contact me through Larry and Border Crossings because I'm going to be staying in touch with all of my VOA friends.
I see. That's very good. And also, we'd like to have your email so that we can contact you.
I think we have a bad connection, James. I do appreciate you calling. I know, you know, a lot of people are going to miss you, Ray. A lot of people around the world who have known you for over 34 years, you say? 30-something?
That's right. I started in May of 1984.
Wow.
So it's been 34 years.
That's a long, long run, and I wish you and your family happiness and good health in the future. And I know you got a young daughter who's, you know, very active in music herself.
She is. She plays guitar.
And so maybe she'll be in here and we'll have her on Border Crossings.
Hey, that would be great. She's part of a band. You should get them in here.
Now, what's your summer plans? What are you going to do after you leave here? You're not going to go right to work, are you? You're going to take some time and...
I'm going to be chilling like Bob Dylan for July and August, and then my classes start in September.
Wow. I bet you're going to miss music. Are you going to, you know, continue to listen to the pop stuff, or are you going to...
I absolutely will. You know, it's kept me young. It's really kept that... The music was always the best part of the job for me, because it was always changing, always developing, and I got to meet so many wonderful listeners. And I got to talk to some great artists. And so, yes, I'll definitely keep listening to music. And I, like I say, I will definitely keep checking in with all of my good friends at VOA.
And the chart show will continue under a different name, but the chart show will continue. I'm
absolutely told. Yes. Shauna is going to be taking over the top 20 countdown.
Hmm. That'll be exciting. Well, thank you so much, Ray, for everything you've done for everybody here at the Voice of America. I've been fortunate enough to know you for 18 years of the 34 that you've been here, but
it's been a good run.
It sure has. Well, we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Larry.
You're a good egg, as they say. A good one. A keeper. All right, we're going to say goodbye right now. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America. We will be back tomorrow, and Ray will have a goodbye party on Facebook Live coming up in a couple of days on the 28th.
On Thursday.
And so if you want to join us on Facebook.com/VOA1TheHits at 1830 Universal, I would love to have you join us. Lady DJ and Nikki and Ray will be there, and we'll all be there saying hi and talking about Ray's career and giving people a chance to check in and say hi to you.
Absolutely. The more the merrier.
It's Facebook.com/VOA1TheHits, and it's this Thursday at 1830. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks to Wagner, engineer, and Vince, our director. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings returns tomorrow right here on the VOA1 Music Network.